temperature on your local radio station. It means it's 60 minutes of grease, paint and stay science with me, Mark Bilsby.
And me, Julia Roofing.
Now, in this programme, we're going to be talking more about the Edinburgh Fringe, which you went to, what, 2 weeks ago?
A couple of weeks ago, yeah.
Wow, and you've got some more shows you've been reviewing. We've also got the Lyrical Challenge, which
we have indeed. The Lyrical Challenge this week, well, it's very famous.
Okay, and the 2 at 22 for this week?
2 at 22 is from Copacabana, which I really quite like. And it's got Dancing Fool and Just Arrived.
Lovely, so don't go anywhere.
Thinks I'm living in a convent, a secluded little convent in the southern part of France. Mama doesn't even have an inkling that I'm working in a nightclub in a pair of lacy pants. So please, sir, if you run into my mama, don't reveal my indiscretion. Give a working girl a chance. Hush up, don't tell mama. Shasha, don't tell mama, don't tell mama, whatever you do. If you had a secret, you bet I would keep it, I would never tell on you. I'm breaking every promise that I gave her, so won't you kindly do a girl a great big favor and please my sweet potato, keep this from the mater, though my dance is not against the law. You can tell my papa that's all right, 'cause he comes in here every night, but don't tell mama what you saw.
For this week's Lyrical Challenge on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
You like a lot of songs. You liked Don't Tell Mama.
Oh, I love Don't Tell Mama. It's a great song.
Have you been in cabaret?
Yes, I have actually, yeah.
What did you play in cabaret?
Yeah, years and years ago, I was one of the, I was going to say the Hot Box Girls. That's a completely different show. Yeah, I was one of the girls.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, it was lovely at the Kit Kat Club.
Yeah, Kit Kat Club. God, yeah.
It's great.
Okay, lyrical challenge, Mrs. Al.
Okay, here we go. I think you'll probably find this quite easy this week. Certain as the sun rising in the east.
Is that it?
That's it, yeah. But so, I think most people surely will get it from that.
So a short one last week and a short one this week.
Yeah.
Okay. Musicals at btinternet.com if you know the answer.
Okay, kid, let's hear your song.
What should I write? What can I say? How can I tell you how much I miss you? The weather here has been as nice as it can be, although it doesn't really matter much to me. For all the fun I'll have while you're so far away, it might as well rain until September. Ooh, that could throw some come in there and harmonize. My friends look forward to their picnics on the beach. Yes, everybody loves the summertime. But you know, darling, while your arms are out of reach, the summer isn't any friend of mine. It doesn't matter whether the skies are gray or blue.
There should be strings here, like raindrops falling. The note.
Get in touch. Visit our website, greasepaintandstagelights.co.uk.
Out in the darkness, a fugitive running, fallen from grace, fallen from grace. God be my witness, I never shall yield, till we come face to face, till we come face to face. He knows his way in the dark, but mine is the way of the Lord. And those who follow the path of the righteous shall have their reward. And if they fall as Lucifer fell, the flame, the fog, stars in your multitudes, scarce to be counted, filling the darkness with order and light. You are the sentinels, silent and sure, keeping watch in the night, keeping watch in the night. You know your place in the sky, you hold your course and your aim, and each in your season returns and returns, and is always the same. And if you fall as Lucifer fell, you fall in flame. And so it has been, and so it's written on the doorway to paradise, that those who fall far and those who fall must pay the price. Lord, let me find him, that I may see him, safe behind bars. I will never
whenever you go to a musical off-Broadway, not off-Broadway, but, you know, those sort of evenings where you can sing a song, that and Bring Him Home seems to get picked a lot by the lads, doesn't it?
Oh, yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, there was one, at one point, some years ago, all the drama schools said, you can sing any song you like, but don't sing anything from Les Mis. Because everybody was turning up singing stuff from Les Mis.
It's quite a difficult song, isn't it?
Stars is, yeah.
Yeah. Who sings it in the show?
It's Javert.
Ah, yeah. And that's just before he sort of jumps off the bridge, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
It is.
Yes.
It is. I have to think about that. It's a while since I've seen it.
Now, we've still got our tour at 22 coming your way. We'll also have an extra reading of the Lyrical Challenge. And in a minute, we're going to be talking about Ask the Experts. So don't go away.
Each game of chess means there's one less variation left to be played. Each day got through means one or two less mistakes remain to be made. Not much is known of early days of chess beyond a fairly vague report that 1500 years ago, two princes fought, though brothers, for a Hindu throne. Their mother cried, for no one really likes their offspring fighting to the death. She begged them stop the slaughter with her every breath, but sure enough, one brother died. Sad beyond belief, she told her winning son, you have caused such grief, I can't forgive this evil thing you've done. He tried to explain how things had really been, but he tried in vain. The words of his would satisfy the queen. And so he asked the wisest men he knew the way to lessen her distress. They told him he'd be pretty certain to impress by using model soldiers on the checkered board to show it was his brother's fault. They thus invented chess.
Now it's time to ask the experts on grease paint and stage lights.
If Alistair was here, he would have told us off, wouldn't he? Because
yeah.
We didn't back announce.
Yeah.
So we played Stars from Les Mis, which we mentioned anyway, but we forgot to mention It Might As Well Rain Until September.
Yeah, the Carole King musical.
That's it. Right, you ready for Ask the Experts questions?
Are they easy?
I think you might get these this week.
Oh.
Okay, question one. Veronica and JD are the lead characters in which musical? You went to see it, you went to review it, and you thought it was a bit of a cult show.
Did I? Yes. Veronica and JD.
Question two, what was Andrew Lloyd Webber's first musical?
Joseph.
It was, spot on. Question three, what is the longest running musical in West End history?
Presumably Les Mis.
It was, spot on. So, question number one, we still need the answer for. Veronica and JD are the lead characters in which musical? If you know what it is, it's musicals@btinternet.com.
I've done is what you too much. I'm leaving Brigadoon. It is the end of all of us. The medical's over.
Get in touch. Text 07857 982 459.
And cold because I knew where she was surely headed to.
Where is Betty? Betty ain't here. We gotta find her. Where is Betty? Betty's here. We gotta find her.
If I can help him find her now, they'll say that Valentina, wow, how did I do without her kind? A strong, incisive, brilliant mind.
Where is Betty? Betty ain't here. We gotta find her. Where is Betty? Betty's here.
Listening to Grease Paint and Stage Lights, playing all the great songs from the best musicals.
Oh, Vera, I can't wait to hear that overture. Tell me about the show.
Well, it's this terribly modern operetta about a lady astronomer who makes a universe-shaking discovery. I have a little secret I'd like to impart that I hope doesn't give you too much of a start. Though it's shocking, it's completely true. I know it isn't gossip or rumor, of course, for I've had it from quite a reliable source. And I'd like to pass it on to you. The man in the moon is a lady. A lady with lipstick and curls. The cow that jumped over cried, "Who jumping, Jehovah?" I think it's just one of the girls. The stars from her bed of green cheese. That isn't a nightgown, it's a Saturn chemise. Oh, her friends are the stars and the planets. She sends the Big Dipper. So remember her gender.
Reminds me a bit of Stingray, the closing credits of Stingray. And then before that was Where Is Betty from Betty Boop, which is a great musical. And then we had The Sword, Dance and Reel from Bragadoon. Hey,
that's on at the moment in Regent's Park.
It is, yeah. I knew it was around somewhere. Yeah.
From what I can gather, they've changed the story slightly because some of the characters have got different names.
Yeah.
But that's not necessarily a bad thing.
No. Well, we haven't seen it, so we wouldn't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing.
Oh, I will be seeing it, actually.
Oh, you are?
Yes, I am, yeah.
Oh, you'll have to tell us all about it then. Okay, now, talking about seeing things, you saw two more shows which we flagged up last week from The Fringe.
Yes, I did indeed, yes. Yes, there were a couple of good shows. Shantify.
Sorry?
Shantify.
Right, it sounds like a small town of wooden sort of huts.
Indeed, it does. Well, it is about fishermen. It's really interesting, and it was fabulous. There's a very loose story around it, but basically, these lads, six of them, I think, six, yeah, they sing sea shanties, but they actually make pop songs and all sorts of other songs into sea shanties.
Oh, wow.
And the harmonies are unbelievable. The boys are very good singers, very good looking. it's just such a good show, and you want to clap along and sing along most of the time. And that's on at the Assembly George Square Palais du Variety.
Because also they did musicals into sea shanties. Probably not them, but it might have been someone else.
They had a specific arranger for the show who just arranged everything into a sea shanty, you know.
Brilliant.
They were brilliant, absolutely brilliant.
What else did you see?
Sunshine on Leith.
Really?
Yep, that is... I don't know if you've ever seen it. It's a fabulous show.
I've seen Alistair's company do it.
Yeah.
That's a long show, was it?
It's a full-length show, yeah. It was a full-length show. It's very, very good. You might have to like the music of the Proclaimers a bit, but the actual subject matter in the show, it was brilliantly performed. It's a beautifully written show. And considering it is effectively a jukebox musical...
Mm.
You don't get any of that impression that you would normally get with those.
Oh,
it's
wow.
Stunning, absolutely stunning. And that is also on for the whole of the run, and it's at the Assembly Rooms George Street Ballroom.
Brilliant. And I assume you, because you go with Roger and a few other folks,
yes,
don't you?
Yes, yes.
Roger being your husband.
Yes.
But do you sit and plan what you're going to see before you go?
You don't want to do that too much.
Okay.
We do it up to a point.
Mm.
If there's something we say, we definitely want to see that. But once you're up there... things develop a buzz.
Yeah.
So you need to not have too much already booked so you can see the things you want to see.
And do you break up in your group and go and see different things?
Oh, yes. Yeah, we always meet up in the bar in the evening.
And discuss what you watched.
Discuss what we've watched. Sometimes we all go. Sometimes it's just two of us. And, you know, if you don't fancy it, you don't have to go.
Oh, brilliant. So anyway, that's the Edinburgh Fringe. I still haven't been, have I?
Oh, you really should go. Yeah, it's so much fun.
You're listening to Grease Paint Stage Lights.
When I grow up, I will be tall enough to reach the branches that I need to reach to climb the trees you get to climb when you're grown up. And when I grow up, I will be smart enough to answer all questions that you need to know the answers to before you're grown up. And when I grow up, I will eat sweets every day. On the way to work, and I will go to bed late every night. And I will wake up when the sun comes up, and I will watch cartoons until square, and I won't care 'cause I'll be all grown up.
Challenge reminder, Mrs.
Oh, yes, just a quick reminder because it's pretty short. Here we go. Certain as the sun rising in the east.
There we are. If you know what it is, it's musicals at btinternet.com. How 2 at 22 is creeping up pretty quick, actually.
When you got good friends, you got a good life. Think about that. When you got good friends.
Buzz, you're getting sentimental.
You got it all.
Hold on, you're getting to me.
For when life is cruel and they call you fool, you're not alone if you got good friends. On whom you can call good friends, who could care less if you're a failure or a success. They're there, whatever you do, they like you for you. Not your money or your gorgeousness. Friendship is a ring, a circular thing. It never ends. So kick off your shoes. You're with good friends. You're with good friends.
Life is full of frets, remorse and regrets, doors that are locked. When you've got good friends, you've got the key.
As you go through life, there's three things you need. Money. Number two is sex.
All the way.
You know number three.
Good friends who really don't care if you're a swinger or you're a square. I know that you too. You never could do one mean thing to me.
Oh, I wish I'd never drained that tank.
Friendship is a ring, a circular thing. It never ends, and we've got it good.
We've got good friends.
Without you, life is empty.
Empty?
Hey, baby, you're a guest.
Thanks. Gas tanks.
It's just like New Year's Eve.
Gas, empty tanks. What have I done to my
good friends? Good God.
Every week, grease paint and stage lights.
a merry-go-round spiraling down. I'm all used up, chafed and chewed up. Who's just screwed up? The same old Charlie.
Soul of a Man from Kinky Boots. Before that, Good Friends and Applause. Now, where you live in this country, you're near Amersham.
Yes, not too far from Amersham.
And when you was at the Fringe, you went to see...
Oh, yes. I went to see the boys from the Beacon School.
Right.
And they did Sister Act.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They did the school's version of Sister Act. And they were all probably between about 10 and 12-ish, all unbroken voices, so they actually could sing the stuff quite well. They were so funny and so good. Mm. And all these lads dressed up as nuns. I mean, it was hilarious.
And you enjoyed that?
We really, really enjoyed it. It was absolutely beautiful because at the end, it had obviously some parents, but a lot of just general audience.
Yeah.
And everybody was cheering and shouting at the end. And the little lad who'd played Mary Lazarus turned to his friend and went, "They're cheering." And it was just lovely. And I'm so sorry they only did a week, so unfortunately you can't see them, but I just wanted to say how absolutely brilliant the kids were.
And people could look for it for next year, couldn't they?
They are up there every year, I believe, because I saw them do Into the Woods a few years ago.
Fantastic.
Which was also very good.
So when you meet back in the evening, say your party's gone off and looked at different shows, and you come back and someone sells a show to you so well, do you book it for the following day?
Sometimes.
Oh, wow.
Sometimes, yes, because we all sort of think, oh, that's good, I'll see that. And then, you know, if we're not with everybody, then... But the only thing we all agreed on, there was one pretty not very good show.
Ah.
Yeah.
Are we going to talk about that? Or
she's on for the whole festival, people can go and see it or not.
We might talk about that after we've had our tour at 22. But coming now is the Boy from Oz and Arthur's theme, from your Yeah, from him, innit?
Yeah.
Yeah. You like him,
don't
you?
I love him, yes.
Mm. Okay, I'll go make a cup of tea then while you listen to him.
Just once in your life you'll find him, someone who turns your heart around. And next thing you know, you're closing down the town. Wake up and it's still with you. Even though your world's just come unwound, you're wondering to yourself, hey, what have I found? When you get caught between the moon and New York City, I know it's crazy, but it's true. If you get caught between the moon and New York City, the best that you can do, the best that you can do is fall in love. When you get caught between the moon and New York City,
I know it's crazy,
but it's true. That you can do,
the best that you can do,
the best that you can do is fall in love.
Can't believe we got to our tour at 22, but we're again a minute, well, nearly 2 minutes late for our tour at 22.
I think it's because we've got Edinburgh.
Yeah, you know, it's such a packed show for the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay, so tour at 22, please.
Yes, it's Copacabana. Lovely, love it. Dancing Fool and Just Arrived.
Now it's time for this week's Two at 22. Two songs from one show on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's showtime at the Copacabana!
Bam!
in the middle of this week's 2 at 22.
Her name was Lola. She was from Tulsa. Yeah. Just arrived, Grand Central Station. Two suitcases in hand and a dream in her heart.
Just arrived, Trek 17, all the way from Tulsa, Okla. Nowhere. Where's my chauffeured limousine? Where's the marching band? Just in time to take the town. And though my knees are shaking, I'm making my stand. It all starts now. I can see my
was this week's 2 at 22 on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
play you songs that you can tap your toes to and sing along to. If we don't and you've got a suggestion for a song, send it through, please, to musicals@btinternet.com. Now, the question that you didn't quite get, but you've been thinking about it.
Yes.
Veronica and JD are the lead characters in which musical?
Yeah, I could not think of it. And then I thought, well, what have I seen? And, of course, I suddenly remembered it's Heathers.
Heathers, yeah.
Of course it's Heathers.
Because there was lots of people dressed as school kids in the
audience. Oh, loads of kids came in dressed as... all sorts of different characters. They'd all got the right
young,
uniform.
Aren't they? Young audience.
They were taking, I reckon there were some probably 8-year-olds, 7-year-olds there, right up to teenagers.
Because the story's a bit weird, isn't it?
I don't like the story. I mean, the message of the story is it's fine to kill anybody you don't like. Oof. Basically. I'm not keen on the show, really.
It's a bit strange to take someone who's 8 to see a show like that.
Well, I think they don't get past the school uniform and the jolly songs.
Ah, that's what
it
is.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Anyway, we've creeped up to the end of the programme. Thank you so much for your company. I'm Mark Bilsby.
And I'm Julia Roofy.
And the answer to this week's Lyrical Challenge...
it is Beauty and the Beast from Beauty and the Beast.
As old as time, true as it can be, barely even friends, then somebody bends unexpectedly. Just a little change, small to say the least.
That's it for another week on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
Thank you very much.
We try our best to check all songs to make sure they are profanity-free, but should we miss one, then please accept our deepest apologies. No one involved in Grease Paint and Stage Lights is out to offend or knowingly play these songs. Thank you.